Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Major, major game tonight in the NFL. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. That'd be the Packers traveling to Detroit to take on the Lions. Doesn't get more exciting than that. Thursday night division game, so much on the line because the Lions have not wrapped up the NFC North by any stretch.
No, or the NFC number one seed, too. I mean, we think of them as the heavy favorite, but there's two teams or three teams right on their tail.
Lots and lots to play for tonight. And, you know, I think that the Lions still do have to, until proven otherwise, because the franchise doesn't have the pedigree of, say, the Packers or some other teams. Like, can you win the big game is always going to be a question. To me, though, I feel like they're answering these questions. You know, this is as good as it gets. I know they have a lot of injuries on defense, but you go to the NFC Championship game last year, you blow it in a really big way, and what happens? It seems like the team gets stronger. There's no fractures. There's no all of a sudden guys looking for exit ramps, saying that things are bad. They brought back both coordinators. Nobody's abandoning ship. Like, this, to me, is all the hallmarks of a team that actually is great and is learning from those mistakes of last year and not letting them bury
absolutely
them.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a good point. But you could probably say the same thing about the Packers last year. The Packers also had the Niners beat and found a creative way to lose that game. I mean, honestly, if it didn't start raining and Jordan Love couldn't grip the ball, I think they beat the Niners too.
But the Packers last year were like a revelation. It's like, how good is Jordan Love? And they were not very good in the beginning of the season. Then all of a sudden they go on this incredible postseason run. Felt a little bit more like, all right, now you got something here, where the Lions had a lead in the NFC Championship game on the road and blew it. Much harder to get over.
I understand what you're saying. Like, but then again, the Lions are also, both are young teams. I mean, look at the star players, except for the quarterback. I mean, it's just a bunch of young guys coming at you. Yeah, you know what scared me about the Lions? Again, like, Ben Johnson's this genius coordinator. Like, what happened in the second half against the Bears? Like, the key to me for the Lions is that they got to pound you with that running game. That's why, like, if I'm an Eagles fan, and I am an Eagles fan, I don't want to see David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs in the second half of a football game. Like, they have a great offensive line. They have to control the ball, because the one thing that worries me is, like, Jared Goff throws a lot of passes. We've seen Jared Goff get loose and sloppy at 5 picks a few weeks ago. That is my one concern. I want them to play conservative, smash-mouth football. I think they're capable of that.
We asked you on X, Maggie and Pearl, do you trust the Lions in a big game? 73% say yes. It's kind of stunning considering they've never won a big game.
Perfect.
They're pretty big favorites. I was just looking at the odds. They're at plus 300. The next team for Super Bowl odds is plus 475. The Eagles and the Chiefs tied, and the Bills, sorry, three-way tie on DraftKings. So that's a pretty big cliff. The NFL is really looking at them as a team to beat right now. Then again, I think this game's really interesting tonight. I think it's, if the Packers win this game, it changes a whole complexion because then you're not necessarily going through Detroit.
855-212-4227. You're welcome to call in on tonight's game. And do you trust the Lions in a big game? Okay, we're going to debut a new segment here. I don't know what this is inspired by. I forgot where we came up with this. Anyway, it's going to be called M&P Court. Well, that's intense. Good morning, everybody.
I actually could tell you where. It was very inspired by a movie.
What movie?
Me and my dad watched My Cousin Vinny the other day.
Oh, yes, that's what it was.
And my dad had never seen it. I'm like, Dad, pull up a chair. We're going to watch My Cousin Vinny for an hour.
He had never seen it?
He had never seen me.
What a delight to watch that for the first time.
Yeah, so I was thinking like, oh, man, this is like courtroom dramas, especially this one, is the best.
Oh, I mean,
that honestly,
Mona Lisa Vito?
Yeah.
Bill Belichick's favorite movie. Manny, you've seen this, right? You're young.
I have not seen it.
What?
It's really funny.
Wow. Homework assignment.
I hadn't seen it in a long time. You forget Ralph Macchio is like in that movie, but she doesn't say much. Marissa Tomei steals the show.
She won an Oscar for that, I think.
Did she? Yeah.
For best support.
Familiar with her. Very familiar with her.
Herman Munster was the judge. Fred Gwynn. Perfect.
I mean, Joe Pesci steals that. Marissa Tomei and Joe Pesci together are the best. Anyway, okay. M&P Court inspired by my cousin Vinny. Sure. Okay, EJ, why don't you set up the case that Andrew Perloff and I will be arguing against today?
All right, court is in session. Today we're hearing the case of Barkley v. Allen. Barkley v. Allen. Maggie, the prosecution, you begin.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury and the audience and everyone listening.
I don't think it's a jury trial. I think it just goes through EJ as the judge.
Your Honor, may I present my client, the one and only Josh Allen. Now, Josh Allen deserves to be the MVP over Saquon Barkley for a variety of reasons. Number one, let's go back to the beginning of the season, huh? Let's go all the way back to August. The Eagles were a heavy favorite to win the NFC East. Betting odds minus 150 to win the NFC East. Cowboys were next at plus 170. The Eagles were supposed to be good. Meanwhile, the Bills were plus 135 to win the AFC East with the Jets right behind them at plus 225. This was a Bills team that everyone said was going to take a step back. And what happened? They clinched the division by Thanksgiving. The reason why they are better is because Josh Allen has taken his game to another level. Josh Allen, who is a phenomenal quarterback, but always had what was it? One fatal flaw. Turnovers. Josh Allen now has 20 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. He's on pace to have the fewest amount of interceptions in 6 of the 7 years that he's been in the NFL. He had 18 picks last year. He's got 5 now, and we're here sitting here at week 14. He has cleaned up the biggest liability that existed in his game. One more thing. They have not had Keon Coleman and Dalton Kincaid for several games. Stephon Diggs is gone. They basically gutted the wide receiver room, gave him a bunch of lesser-known dudes. They have an offensive coordinator that a lot of people couldn't pick out of a lineup and a defensive head coach. Who do you think is really responsible for the offense right now? It's Allen. And if you took Allen off of this team, they're probably a 500 team, maybe. You can't say that about the Eagles with Barkley. The Eagles without Saquon Barkley would still win the NFC East. One more thing. Josh Allen has very little to zero high-priced talent on offense, unlike the Philadelphia Eagles. Josh Allen makes $40 million a year. The next highest person on offense who makes is half of that. And it's not even a skill position. It's Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown, the two tackles.
That's pretty smart, actually.
I got no more use for this guy.
Meanwhile, the Eagles, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, these guys are making tons of money. Saquon Barkley is so much help, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Your Honor, may I approach the witness here?
Yes, the defense. Go ahead.
Just before I get into Saquon Barkley, on Josh Allen, what would you say the key to the Bills' success is this year?
Josh Allen not turning the ball over.
Why, and how did they achieve this feat?
He's taking care of the football. I know what you want me to say, the run game.
Is it fair to say that Josh Allen has less yards per game than he's had since he was a rookie? Passing. Is it fair to say that they said, how are we going to get better as a team? Let's have our quarterback throw the ball less.
How about more efficient and weapons that are not as good?
How about less yards per game than he's had in 8 years?
But he's playing better. This is actually a better version of Josh Allen because he's not putting the ball in harm's way.
Because he's handing the ball off. And he's actually running himself, which is like, that's his
superpower. Oh, yeah, I forgot the 6 rushing touchdowns, by the way.
I think the key to Josh Allen was like, we're looking at our quarterback. He's got to do less. So you're going to give him the MVP when he's doing less? That's a little weird.
Okay, you think Amari Cooper pitching the ball to Josh Allen, then him stretching to the goal line, is him doing less? He's just doing it differently. That doesn't mean that less.
Oh, my God. That play meant even, that meant nothing. They were killing that team. Okay, Your Honor, may I present the case for one Saquon Barkley?
By the way, this is a new segment we're calling M&P Court. Back to you.
Defense, make your case.
Before I actually, can I approach the bench?
Sure.
You have to walk up with me.
No.
I'm just curious, Your Honor.
He's behind double pane glass.
What does MVP stand for? I need to clarify the definitions. MVP.
Most valuable player.
And it's not MVQB, right? It's MVP.
That is correct.
So it is not an award that is specifically for the best quarterback. It's the best player. So now that we've defined that terms, it doesn't have to be a quarterback as a default, especially when that quarterback is basically having his worst season ever in Josh Allen. So let's talk about Saquon Barkley. You ever heard of a guy named Eric Dickerson? Well, his record's about to get broken by my guy, Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley has 1,499 rushing yards through 12 games. He is on pace for 23 rushing yards, an all-time NFL record. But it's not really just that, because that's cool. You know, listen, we all like records. It's that he's doing in the second half. He has, I love this number, 982 rushing yards in the second half, more than 30 NFL teams. It's the most in the season through 12 games in the second half since 1991. And every metric, he is killing teams when it matters. In the fourth quarter, he's even better. He's averaging 7.4 yards per carry in the fourth quarter of the season.
What's going on with the Eagles in the first quarter? The lowest scoring first quarter team maybe of all time?
Yeah.
So he's only valuable in 3 quarters out of 4. Josh Allen can't.
This is the defensive time.
No, yes. Josh Allen can't take quarters off.
You ever seen a boxer who sets you up with a jab, sets you up with a jab, jab, jab? Then comes the hook.
Josh
the hook
Allen
is Saquon Barkley.
Can't just sit plays out.
I'm sorry. What's more important, the first quarter or the fourth quarter? Because that's when Saquon Barkley is going to destroy you. He is a weapon in the passing game. He can block. He can help Jalen Hurts. He has made these players who you mentioned, the high-priced players, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, who's hurt, Dallas Goedert. These guys are all better because the defense is so freaked out by Saquon Barkley that they have to focus on him. Jalen Hurts is doing this RPO thing that is he hasn't done successfully in a while. Now he's a better player. Saquon has lifted all boats. But you saw the Eagles at the end of last year. They stunk. Now, all of a sudden, he is fixing everything, including the defense is playing great because Saquon can control the ball on offense when he's not running for 80-yard touchdowns. So, basically, Saquon has changed his team. And you say, what's the Eagles' record without Saquon? I'm not sure that it's anywhere near this. He has just completely transformed the nature of this team and helped cover up all their flaws. They had so many flaws last year.
Hold on.
He fixed it all.
I've got to interject here. Yeah. Objection. This team that had so many flaws that only Saquon Barkley could ever fix these holes, these gigantic holes. This team was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
Right.
Spare me with the flaws.
This is a
team that won a Super Bowl in 2017, went back to the Super Bowl in 2022, and actually should have won that Super Bowl. This is not a down-and-out franchise.
Yeah.
The Bills had a 17-year playoff drought, basically before Tyrod Taylor and then Josh Allen came to save the day. The Eagles were already a good team without Saquon Barkley.
And the Bills have won the AFC East, 14 years in a row? Like, the Bills are down and out. What are you talking about?
If Josh Allen was not on the Bills, they're not winning those. Without Saquon Barkley, the Eagles made it to the Super Bowl. Allen is clearly more valuable than Saquon.
The Philadelphia Eagles, at the end of last year, lost a football game to the New York Giants. A member of the jury is wearing a New York Giants hat. I mean, that is the ultimate.
Yeah, that's probably,
they were terrible
against the rules
last year. So, Saquon Barkley, there's no doubt they're a different team, and there's no doubt it's because of him. If they end up getting the number one seed and he sets the all-time rushing record, we can debate this all we want. he's taking that hardware home, and he fully deserves it. Yeah. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
With an extra game. Eric Dickerson never got 17 games. 855-212-4227. The record's Fugazi. Can't do it in the same amount of games.
Is this even, like, is Josh Allen, like, are they worried about him because his numbers are so far down? That's what I was wondering. Like,
they're very concerned.
This is very funny. James Cook, is he the real MVP of this team? That's another question.
Love that guy. MVP court, EJ, the honorable EJ Stewart presiding. So we laid out the cases there. Josh Allen, MVP, my guy. Saquon Barkley, MVP, Perloff's guy.
Can I just interject one thing? Maggie cares so much about how EJ's about to pick. I just know you're so competitive. I'm curious how you play this one, EJ.
Well, I mean, is the point to win the argument or to get a participation trophy?
EJ's very aware of how both of us will react to this verdict.
Will not be taken kindly there.
Okay. Perloff just tried to influence EJ right there.
Okay.
Whatever.
The people and the judge has ruled in favor of the prosecution, Maggie Gray.
Free man. Free Josh.
Free. We're going with Josh Allen. I think what hurt the defense's argument was using Josh Allen's past stats against him. You can't go with what he did in previous seasons against Pat Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and use that as the reason why he shouldn't win MVP this year. Case dismissed. Bring in the dancing lobsters.
Can I appeal?
To Manny?
To Manny. Manny's kind of
never
a Saquon
voting
fan.
For an Eagle.
You want me to vote for Saquon Barkley and the Eagles? Snaquan? No, thank you. I go with Josh Allen.
That was going to be a slam dunk.
Okay.
Manny's still burned that Saquon's not a Giant.
Fine, I lost. I don't even know how I lost. But let me ask you guys a question. Who do you think will win? Josh, slight favorite right now. This is going to be really interesting.
People love records.
The record is huge.
If he's closing in on Dickerson and if he actually does it, I think they'll give it to him.
But I think the Eagles are going to slow him down. Because I looked at the game log last year. The Niners slowed down McCaffrey at the end of last year. Like, you can't have him running 22. The Eagles, I think, now are very focused on the playoffs. I don't think they were earlier.
The Eagles could do that, too.
They've already slowed down Josh Allen tremendously. Like, as long as he doesn't throw picks, that's the key to his argument. Now, I don't know if the Bills can, because the Bills are fighting for a home field. Like, you can't slow down Josh Allen. I mean, I'm actually helping your argument. Yeah. Like, the quarterback, you can't hide the quarterback, but you can cut half of Saquon's carries out. And I think they should. I want that guy fresh for the playoffs. I don't even care about the MVP. Trust me, I'm a Sixers fan. We won the MVP with Joel Embiid. It doesn't help when you get killed in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Both of us should have bigger goals.
No, Super Bowl MVP is much better than MVP. 855-212-4227, obviously. Okay, there you go. M&P Court. If we do this next week, we should do a non-sports.
Oof. We should get a jury. I don't trust this judge.
You think EJ's compromised?
The judge's rulings are final. It's a very compelling case on both sides. They really were good cases. I just couldn't. It was the line about Josh Allen's past stats. I was like, that's not a reason not to give him MVP.
I was sitting here.
Patrick Mahomes over 5,000 yards or Lamar Jackson running for whatever. Like, there's different cases. Every year is different.
I just remember sitting in this very seat last year and Maggie Gray, lifelong Bills fan, said, man, I hope that they stop depending on Josh Allen so much and start handing the ball off more.
Yeah, definitely.
They finally listened. And that's the year he wins the MVP when they start turning away from him?
Only the Bills. 855-212-4227.
You were dead right about that all along. You kind of saw that one coming. Like, they were way too haphazard with him. They're like, drop back and make a play. That was not a strategy.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, too. We're talking about cold weather teams and how they should play, and that's especially important this time of year. Now for college football and for the pros. And, you know, we kind of clown Tua Tagovailoa because, you know, his record, 0-7 in games that are 40 degrees or below. We're like, 40 degrees. 40 degrees is cold. I'm going to give Tua a pass on this one. It is. I know we do subarctic temperatures around here sometimes. Walk around at 40 degrees. The guy was born in Hawaii, played at Alabama, and then is living in South Florida. 40 degrees is going to feel like a freezer.
When you're running around, though, you get your blood flowing. That's not cold. That's definitely not cold. If you wore sleeves in 40 degrees and you were too soft for the NFL.
I think that it's like not everything's going to be the ice bowl.
I mean, there might be one. How many cold weather games are there actually going to be? There's going to be two first round games in sort of cold weather. This is not transforming. Most of these games are going to be, once you get to the next round, it's all indoors or warm weather.
Think about it. Last year, first round game in Kansas City, that.
No, I'm college football.
Oh, for college?
College
I
football.
Say that game was like.
I think that weather narrative in college football just a little overblown because like what we're talking about. So Arizona State goes to Notre Dame, right? Like
that Penn State.
Or no, I'm saying it could end up that way. Yeah, it could end up that way if Notre Dame gets a 5 seed. That's not going to determine the national champion just because Arizona State had to go one.
It might determine that game.
It might determine that game, but the reality is it's going to come down to the most of this is going to be indoor and warm weather in college.
Yeah, it's one game that's the neutral field. It's one game that's the home field. Then it goes into the neutral field. I don't know. Alabama going to play Notre Dame? I'm curious. How does a warm weather team go into South Bend? It's not going to be like balmy there.
Yeah, I'm nervous about my Alabama team.
Should be.
I think Clemson's going to win that SMU game and knock out Alabama.
Oh, that's why?
I just think the SMU doesn't have the urgency because they know they're in. I'm a little worried for the Tide.
But SMU should have the urgency because they won't get the first round bye if they lose this game. So I think you're good.
What's a 1.5 point spread? That is not something to bank on. You know how college football works. Whatever is expected does not happen.
That's so true. 855-212-4227. Okay, lots more to do. Who do you think won the debut of the M&P court? Josh Allen for MVP, Saquon Barkley for MVP. And we've got a lot more on tonight's game as well. Lions hosting the Green Bay Packers.
Welcome back to Maggie and Perloff show, where you just witness a miscarriage of justice in the M&P court. The Josh Allen versus Saquon Barkley for NFL MVP case came down. Judge Honorable Elijah J. Stewart ruled that Maggie and Josh Allen win the MVP, and Saquon is left home with a rushing record and the number one seed in the NFC, and he'll just have to pour his tears out in the Super Bowl.
I mean, I don't know if it's a miscarriage of justice, if it was just a better case. But we can let the audience decide.
It is so funny. The MVP debate, like, let's face it. Obviously, Josh Allen is more valuable because he's the quarterback. Yeah. I will admit that.
Yeah.
But you can't just give it to a quarterback every year. I mean, what is Lamar Jackson going to end up with 7 MVPs?
Well, see, that's what I don't love about this year. It's like, okay, all of a sudden, when it's my guy, it's like, well, we can't give it to a quarterback every year. You've been giving it to a quarterback every year since Adrian Peterson. This has been over a decade. But now, all of a sudden, we last year with Christian McCaffrey, none of that. McCaffrey, give it to Lamar.
McCaffrey would have been pretty good last year. Now that you say that, like, I think you need an opportunity to give it to a non-quarterback. You need a compelling storyline, and you have one handed to you with Saquon Barkley. And Josh Allen's numbers are down. Like, this is the year you'd give it to a non-quarterback. But the problem is, this is a cumulative award for Josh Allen. We all know it.
Yeah.
We all know that he's a staple of the NFL. He deserves, nobody's going to argue if Josh Allen gets the MVP, but this is a good chance to go with a different position.
Another thing that's funny about Josh Allen, guess how many Pro Bowls Josh Allen has made officially?
Well, is he maybe 2 or 3 because he's boxed out by Mahomes?
2.
Yeah.
2 Pro Bowls.
That's kind of irrelevant. He's obviously a Hall of Fame player.
He's got one more than Snoop Huntley.
Yeah.
How many does Andy Dalton have?
4, but he turned down 2, I think, too.
Well, but think about it. So,
or
like
3, maybe.
There is a part of this where this is not the biggest thought or the most important thing, but you do think about, I don't know if he does, but what's your legacy? Like, when the people who haven't watched you aren't there to vouch for you, what do you have? You've got numbers and you've got awards and hardware. And I don't know if you looked at this like, well, he's a 2-time Pro Bowler and he never won MVP and this and that and he could never beat Mahomes. Like, how good was Josh Allen? You know, it's like that kind of stuff that's annoying about sports debates.
Well, I think actually some sports fans think that Josh Allen is talked about too highly. Like, he's always grouped with Mahomes and Burrow.
Everybody's overrated.
And people say he hasn't won anything. But this year he does seem to be killing that narrative. Then again, what if they lose in the second round to the Chiefs again? Then you get right back. Him and Lamar Jackson have this thing where they're winning these, they might win these MVP awards. There's nothing worse than winning the MVP and not getting a Super Bowl. I mean, it's really hurting Lamar Jackson. It's funny. We look at him like, this guy is amazing, all-time player. But if you don't win in the playoffs, a quarterback, that's a big problem. You know this.
855-212-4227. Bogus is here. What is so funny?
I don't think I...
What's going on over there? You had to turn your mic off. You're laughing so hard. You didn't want to interrupt us.
I was just going through my normal kind of sports gossipy websites to see if there are any funny kind of like kicker end of the update stories to throw in this morning. And I come across NBA kiss cam gone wrong. Have you guys seen this from
no,
the Kings game two
what
nights
happened?
Ago? Manny's shaking his head. You don't know about this? Because Manny's a big League Pass subscriber, and we get to watch the in-arena cameras during commercial breaks.
A kiss cam guy.
Kiss cam guy is not something I would have put on top of his...
big League Pass guy.
Yeah, so this is the kiss cam two nights ago. I don't know who the Kings played. It's in Sacramento. It's in a timeout, and they're just panning the entire crowd. Couple after couple, some people doing the, oh, that's gross. Some people are kissing. Like the ninth couple, instead of kissing, the woman drops her head into whoever she's with lap and mimics something that she shouldn't.
God.
And the camera stays on them and then proceeds to do 10 more couples. Where's the abort? Where's the drop? Okay, kiss cam's over. Where's the mascot? Deeper.
Also, how about a delay on that thing?
I don't think they have the technology in arena for delay.
In case someone does an obscene act.
And this
maybe
was obscene.
They can...
And then obscene and obscene and obscene, and it stayed on her.
I just saw this video. This is crazy.
Crazy!
That's
this,
the, people
in Sacramento.
People in the chat or the YouTube stream probably watched my face watching it. It's crazy what this woman did. But the crazy thing is, I'm wondering if this is the same woman that was in Denver like a couple weeks ago. Maybe it's not, but they were both blonde. And this other woman, it wasn't a kiss cam. She also did a very explicit kind of like sexual mimicking act.
Yeah.
I think I like the kiss cam now.
Wait, what do you think? It's the same woman? Like she's some kind of Bonnie and Clyde situation? She's hitting arenas all over the country?
She's just hitting the same target demo, so to speak, of a certain act. It's just like, wow, what are the odds that, you know, it'll be the same looking person doing the same act but differently?
You know what? I'm not going to blame anybody here because this is not worthy of blame, but I'm blaming Hawk Tua. Look how famous this chick got.
Oh boy.
For saying one thing about, and now, you know, I think everyone's looking for their 15 minutes of fame. Or maybe she's just got a hilarious sense of humor to do this on the kiss cam.
I mean, it is a little funny, and only her friends are going to know it's her. But I'm still laughing at how long the camera stays on her, and then you just go to the next person.
Only her friends are going to know it's her. It's on TMZ.
Yeah, but I don't know her name. Like, I'm not going to ever
find her.
Yeah, that's true.
This is my girl. Yeah. She's for the streets.
He seems to be okay with it.
This is the marrying type?
It's a wrap after this.
This is marriage material.
Yeah, because the guy definitely also seemed a little like, what is going on? You're really doing this now?
She's doing it again.
Everyone knows Katie. She's a wild card. Oh, sorry, not
be
Katie.
Careful.
Everyone knows Julie.
There it is.
Sorry.
I was waiting the video. By the way, there was a disturbing video where one of the mascots, I think, forced a kiss on a lady.
That did happen, too, in this montage.
Yeah.
Or is the San Diego chicken?
Does this giant lion kissing her head? I don't know.
I have an update on Sebastian, by the way. Did you see what my boy did on Instagram?
Handcuffs?
My God. I can't imagine what this is going to be.
He posted his girl.
Wait there, like dating?
Sebastian? No, Sebastian has... He's married to an ibis.
Wait, do they mate for life?
Does his other ibis know about what happened at Syracuse? That could be a big problem.
Wait a minute.
Miami has a Mr. Met, Mrs. Met type thing going on?
Yeah, so the ibis, he posted on Instagram because he was getting all the smoke. And he did take it from the source. This bird is taken. Gigi, also known as Gertrude the ibis, is the only one for me. P.S. I can't talk. So he says, look, I'm beating these allegations, okay? Like, he's like,
the allegations is that he tried to get a number of a reporter who was there to cover the Syracuse-Miami Hurricanes game. And this was the mascot in the suit. Okay, you left out a really big detail about this kiss cam gone wrong.
Oh, back to me.
So they put this woman on the kiss cam. She mimics obscene act. And you said they just go on to the next person. The next person is a dad with a daughter in his lap. She might be 4, and he gives her a big kiss on the cheek.
She doesn't know what she just saw, thankfully.
there's no bigger whiplash that you could have between those two things.
Oh, I'm coming.
Touching moment between the father and the daughter. Perloff, you want to weigh in on this?
That one, no. I'm good.
Thoughts on Gigi, the ibis?
Well, I'm still mad about Sebastian the ibis because I can't tell, like, was that woman really accusing him of something? I still am a little, I think I'm an idiot, but like, was that reporter at Syracuse really a little mad that the ibis asked for her number?
It's hard to tell. I keep reading the tweets. I'm trying to figure out, but like, she definitely says that the ibis was hitting on her. And then Sebastian had to go with the I love my wife post.
Yeah.
Which I find hilarious.
Well, I think Maggie and I were laughing about the fact that, like, you know, if you're like, if you have a girlfriend ibis, like, you want to be a little bit coy about asking for another woman's number. You don't get down on your knee in a giant ibis suit in front of 60,000 people watching you. Like, that's the down on the knee part said to me that this might be part of the act.
Because he knows, I've been laughing at your refusal to accept that he got caught because he can't sneakily
do anything
this
wrong.
Right. No, also, like, he can't do it incognito.
Oh, right.
He's a huge white bird at a football game. He can't sneakily ask for somebody's number.
But he could at least do it standing to get on one knee. To get on one knee sounds like a typical mascot move. Like, kind of in this video, there's a giant lion sitting next to a woman who is pretending, don't kiss me, and he kisses her head. Like, is that harassment?
I was just thinking about something.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We talk a lot because Perloff is from Philadelphia and loves all the Philly teams about the Philly Fanatic, and it really is one of the great mascots. Can you imagine if the Philly Fanatic had the female component, but she's just fed up with him?
Oh, no, he has a girlfriend.
Like, he comes home, she's like, again, with the gyrating. You're embarrassing yourself out there. You're embarrassing us.
You've never seen Mrs. Philly Fanatic?
No. Oh, okay. It looks like his mom.
Oh, that might be his mom, right. No, he's been around for 45 years. He definitely has some romantic adventures. There's definitely, I don't know if he dated the orange mascot from Florida. Yeah, he definitely has been involved with other mascots.
Imagine Gritty's girlfriend?
You think the Fanatic and Gritty go out on the town on Broad Street or something?
Save.
What I've learned is Mr. Met is the only good dude out here.
He got his wife fired.
And he flipped off the fans. I would imagine.
He don't be hiding his wife anywhere, all right? His wife is, Mr. Met, him and his wife was at New York One Studios a couple weeks ago to sing farewell to one of their reporters who's going on maternity leave. They do a bunch of appearances together. Like, I haven't seen Gigi the Ibis.
What does Mr. Met know about maternity leave?
I didn't even know we had a female mascot. I don't know Mr. The Fanatic has a wife?
Or a mom,
whatever. I don't know any of this information.
Here's the other part, though. If you are the girlfriend of Gritty, that's the guy that all your friends are warning you about. Like, wow, can you believe she's dating that guy?
You think they met at Geno's?
There's something off about him.
Gritty has no interest in women. He's too busy in the alley scoring smack.
Which is not something we say about mascots generally. But sure.
There is actually like a real story with the Fanatic in 2017. It's been a tough week for the Fanatic. Not only was he caught at the park in his birthday suit, naked. I don't know what
degenerate
that means. His multiple attempts to ask out Dodgers TV reporter Alana Rizzo have failed. He set up a table in the middle of the stadium with flowers against her will and said, please sit with me, I have a date. Like, you can't sneak around when you're an 11-foot mascot.
Again, like, I tell you, and Mrs. Fanatic sitting at home, like, can you believe this guy? Right in my face.
I think this is like,
my face.
We are the show that is finally uncovering the grittier side of sports. Mascots cheating on their mascot wives.
On the road, too, like the Ibis. Code of the road.
Remember how Yahoo Sports made a living of sort of exposing the NCAA for different violations?
Russell, yeah,
yeah. We are. That's going to be our claim to fame, is that we are going to catch mascots in the act.
The dark underbelly. What they don't want you to know about mascots. Yes.
What's really under the head?
Yeah. I have this image of Mr. Matt at a strip club.
It's like, get away from me. Somebody sits down. I loved you as a kid. Get the hell out of here.
He flipping guys at the stadium. He had no problem flipping people at a strip club.
So funny. All right, headline, sure.
Sure, they're sponsored by GoodRx. For simple, smart savings on your prescriptions, go to GoodRx.com or download the free GoodRx app. I'm Andrew Bogus.
I
think Perloff said earlier this week that the Chiefs are struggling so much they'd be underdogs against our office flag football team. Shockingly, Patrick Mahomes disagrees. He thinks their winning by smoke and mirrors is actually good long term.
I think it keeps you motivated, which I think can be a good thing in the end. I think sometimes I look back on the year we lost in the Super Bowl, and we were very dominant throughout the regular season, and it's just kind of like you get in this point where you start coasting because you're winning games, you're just kind of doing the normal thing. Whereas if you look at us last year, even though it didn't go the way we wanted to, it felt like we just continued to work every single week, and we knew we had to get better, and we didn't let the details slip, and we ended up playing our best football at the end of the year.
It is the Chargers' turn to gift wrap a win for KC this weekend. That is our Sunday night matchup.
So is Mahomes basically saying we're bored and thank God these teams are giving us a challenge because we have nothing better to do? Like, it is interesting to me. Like, it's like they drop focus.
Well, I would say also kind of without knowing it, a little bit of a drive-by on Andy Reid there. So what happened? The year you guys were dominant, going to the Super Bowl, all of a sudden you lost focus and couldn't keep everybody motivated? Don't we generally say blame that on the coach?
Well, yeah, I mean, both his tackles got hurt that year.
That was right before the game, though. He's saying through the season they got bored.
He didn't mention that. He's talking about being bored.
Yeah, I mean, well, that kind of confirms what I said earlier in the show. I think the Chiefs are going to be a different team in the playoffs. I mean, that's obvious. I don't think that's a hot take. Right now, like, they just do not look engaged in these games. The Raiders game specifically, at the end of the game, they let that slip right out of their hands and got lucky.
Maybe I'm being naive here, but I don't think playing tough games where you're taking more hits, the other team's playing more intense, I don't think that makes you better. I don't buy that. Not in football. Not for a team this old. Maybe a younger team, I can see that. Maybe the Lions having tough games. Like, I don't know if a team that's already battle-tested needs...
Right. You need more wars.
Even if they're fake battles to them, they're real hits. And there's real physicality. So I don't know if that's going to help them. I don't know if I buy this. They may win a Super Bowl, but I don't know if I buy this from Patrick Mahomes.
Wow. It's like, you know, I think that's a good argument for Ohio State. Like, losing to Michigan, like, that being in that close game is going to help them in the tournament. It was a brilliant move.
I think some people are talking themselves into that.
You're right. It's like ridiculous to say we're being helped by playing close games. But...
You can put down the pitchforks for Ryan.
Do you
Day
think
for
it's possible that the Chiefs are literally holding plays back for the playoffs? That they're going to start coming out with something a little different?
But there's no rhyme or reason to the Chiefs, because sometimes they'll pull out trick plays and things like that in games where they're up by three scores.
Yeah, they'll do bring around the rosy, right?
But anyway, folks. Yeah.
Quickly, some college hoops. Last night, Duke cooled off Auburn 84-78 in a top-10 matchup at Cameron Indoor. Cooper Flagg, 22 points, 11 boards. Number 10, Alabama, rolling through Chapel Hill, 94-79 over number 20, UNC. The Lakers slump now includes a 134-93 loss in Miami last night. LA's dropped 6 of 8 overall, and Kevin Durant reevaluated in a week after twisting his ankle 2 nights ago. Guys, back to you.
Bogus, thank you so much. See you guys on the phone, so we'll get to that in just one moment. We've got more saga, more drama with one of sports' biggest stars. Who is it and what's going on? We'll tell you next. Welcome back. If you missed it, earlier this hour, we debuted a new segment called M&P Court, Smashing Success. Perloff and I both making very good arguments whether Josh Allen should be the NFL MVP or Saquon Barkley. Obviously, I'm the Bills fan. He's the Eagles fan. So it was easy for us to take sides on this one. But Perloff, some of our listeners think you may have left some meat on the bone because Judge EJ ruled in my favor, where Josh Allen is the deserving MVP. Brad's in Oregon. Brad, what did Perloff forget to mention about Barkley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Great show as always. I would have argued a little bit if I was Perloff about the punishment a running back takes game after game compared to a quarterback. You can't hardly hit a quarterback that you're going to get flagged. And yet, how many times Barkley carries the ball and he keeps getting hit? And hit and keeps getting up, and I would have made that argument.
That's a great point. Josh Allen does take on some hits, but you're right. You have to be very careful because you could draw a flag on him.
Listen, I think I'm trying to think of who's like a real statue in the pocket.
Kirk Cousins.
If this was Cousins or something, but Josh Allen does expose himself to hits. Yes, but the defense has to play him differently because the quarterback will draw the flag. But the other thing, Brad, if Saquon Barkley takes a big hit, he gets to go to the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Bench. Kenneth Gainwell can come in or whatever. Josh Allen takes a hit like he did in that Houston Texans game where he definitely got concussed. He has to come right back in after the defense forced a three and out. He has no time to recover.
But Josh doesn't have to run the ball. I mean, he could stand back there and he chooses to take off running and take the hit. But Barkley, he doesn't have a choice. He's got to run the ball.
Yeah.
Even when they don't call his number, he's trying to pick up a blitz. A blocker, go out for a pass, whatever the case may be. But that would have been the argument I would have.
Yeah,
it's a good one.
No, that's a good one. The one thing, Brad, and yeah, Perloff's writing down notes now. So for our next argument, he's probably going to call you to get some legal advice. But the one also thing I would push back about that, sure, was there maybe another play out there on 4th and 2 when the Bills are facing the Kansas City Chiefs? Maybe there was another play, but Josh Allen, I thought, had to run the ball in that position, and he ends up coming up with one of the great runs of the season.
By the way, the funny thing is, yeah, but Josh, by the way, I saw a clip of, they're talking about the fake slide after Trevor Lawrence's slide, and there was Kenny Pickett is a famous fake slide. When he was at Pitt, he pretended to slide, then ran for 40 yards. Josh Allen did a fake slide once, too, because someone was afraid to hit him.
After Pitt. After Pickett.
So the other thing about Josh Allen, by the way, Josh Allen doesn't always get hit. Sometimes he'll hit people. I think it was Devondre Campbell in the Niners game. They were running at each other 1-on-1. He threw that linebacker who weighs 20 pounds less than about 30 yards. Like, dude, that guy is not normal for a quarterback.
No, he lowers the shoulder. And
He doesn't get hit all the time. He might hit guys.
John is in Vancouver, siding with Perloff in this one. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call, guys. Yeah, no, I think I'm with Perla, too, just because I think, you know, Saquon Barkley provides, like, you know, he's a triple threat with, obviously, the running. You know, can receive out of the backfield and picking up blocks. But you know, when you say most valuable player, I think it's the trickle-down effect, too. Like, his running allows him to extend drives, which, by extension, allows the defense to get rest and allows the ferocious front seven to then come on and do maximum damage. So I just think this is the year. If it is going to go to a non-quarterback, I see it going to Saquon. And as far as the rushing title, I wonder, you know, I feel like to kind of make it legitimate, he has to do it in game 16. But yeah. What's your thoughts, Perloff? Because as you see, he probably is going to not get the ball as much. So I think it's a moot point. I don't think he's going to get to Dickerson. But if he did it in 16, I think it'd be phenomenal.
Well, John, I got to be honest. I'm a little nervous. I don't want to see him get a lot of carries and beat Dickerson because I need him for the playoffs. It's actually not that dissimilar than Josh Allen. I think as a Bills fan, like you want him to hold back on that running a little bit. Like you got to both teams have to focus on the big prize, the Super Bowl. So making an MVP case, while we can sit here and argument, I hope the coaches don't call any plays to help him. Like, I don't want them to get Barkley that record. Really, like, I think Nick Sirianni could. I would say, listen, I understand Barkley's going to want the record. He's going to want the ball every time. You have to be really smart here.
I think, what was the math on this? Barkley has to, I think, average something
121.
Like, 121 yards a game for the rest of the season. Yep. He would break it. Now, obviously, to do it in 16 games, he'd have to do a little bit more than that. But, you know, the funny thing is, though, where I'll push back on this because I think Allen fits this criteria. If you're talking about third down, take away the last game we just saw in the snow. That was a different game, and the running backs were doing a great job. But on a third and long, the number one option is Josh Allen. Like, this is on third down.
Right,
he is the option. But running the ball is like, this is.
But in week 17 against the Jets or whatever, I'm making that up. Like, you do not want him running. I would assume you'd be like, dude, just take
the sack.
No, because
he's so valuable.
Throw it out of bounds.
I'm just saying the way they operate, him on third down is just.
Oh, that he bleeds the clock.
Because they were talking about Saquon Barkley as the trickle down effect because he keeps the offense on the field. Josh Allen does the exact same thing.
Yeah, but having the Bills done a better job of handing the ball off too, to use that, get first downs that way.
So well, they've been running the ball more in general. But
yeah, I mean,
again, fourth and two against the Chiefs.
Right. But well, I see in general, they've definitely had Josh Allen drop back less because they want to help the defense, all the same reasons. But that being said, listen, if you voted for Josh Allen for MVP, obviously I have no problem with that. The guy's a great player, but it's definitely not like his year to me.
855-212-4227. Okay, we've got a poll question out there for you. Do you trust the Lions in a big game? Just overwhelmingly, yes. 76% say yes, they do. 24% say no, they do not. I'm a little... Listen, Perloff, you said you do not trust them yet in a big game. I do, but I'm surprised it's this lopsided. It's like that NFC Championship game never happened or something.
I think a better question is, do you think the Lions will win the Super Bowl? Then I think that's... Because do you trust them in a big game? Obviously, like, they're really good. The question is, I mean, they're the heavy favorite right now. Are they going to be able to finish this mission? I think tonight's a big game.
It's a huge game.
Because I don't think their defense has really, really been tested yet in a moment like this. Like, do we really know, especially with injuries tonight, do we really know how good that defense is? Because we know the offense is spectacular. That's done.
Yep.
I mean, they're the greatest show on turf. But you have to get good defense to win. Like, look at the, you mentioned your Bills and the Chiefs. Like, they're showing a lot of signs of being really good defenses. The Lions, I think, were just a little nervous without Hutchinson. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, I feel like they've handled this really well. Outside of the Bears coming back on Thanksgiving on them, I don't know. I was surprised that Aiden Hutchinson's loss hasn't hurt them more.
Yeah, but again, let's see against Jordan Love. Healthy Jordan Love indoors tonight. It's a real test. And Josh Jacobs, I think, is almost definitely going to play.
Yep.
They're going to hammer him home against a beat-up defensive line. This is a test. I understand, like, everyone's high on the Lions, and I am too, but that defense, it's an unknown.
We'll make a pick for this game later on in the show. We make our official picks on Friday, but this one deserves it.
Oh, yeah. This is great. I mean, 52, I think 51 and a half or 52 for the over. We're getting an awesome shootout tonight.
And the Lions favored by 3.5 right now on DraftKings. More than a field goal. 855-212-4227. Obviously more than a field goal. You know that. You're a sports fan. Coming up. Oh, boy, the coaching carousel in college football. It's about to start spinning.